What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
We're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. A very good morning to you. Welcome to Tuesday, the 6th of October. And a very good morning to our naturopath, Mel. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
You are looking very well today.
Thank you. I'm wearing my cat t-shirt.
Your cat, a cat dye? Yes, you are a cat lover, aren't you?
I've actually got a photo of the cat on my shirt for anyone curious.
Is that your cat? That
no.
No, it's just a t-shirt.
Yes,
with
you
a,
can, of course.
A random.
Have, you can, of course, have a random. Picture of your own pet on your t-shirt.
I don't have a pet, so I'm wearing a blank. My shirt is blank.
We're deep this morning, aren't we?
We're in school holiday mode, so
yes.
Yeah, anything goes today. It's good to have you back in. What are we going to chat about today?
Well, I thought I would talk about energy because that's generally the feedback I've been receiving. People are looking for energy and sustained energy, particularly sort of filling up the tank this time of year, rejuvenating and making sure you've got, you know, good stores to get through for the rest of the year because it is that time of year. And look, I know it's a cliche, but it gets busier and busier. These school holidays, you notice that Christmas decorations come out, things like that.
I noticed that on the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, is it too early for that?
Yes, I think so. But just in terms of, you know, the momentum and the pace of life picking up and a lot more commitments, and that's good. That's enjoyable stuff too.
Yeah.
End of school year, work things as well. So just to help people really get on top of their energy. But I want to start with saying, you know, all these supplements, I will talk about those, minerals, your food, but studies show that 80% of Aussies are chronically dehydrated.
What?
So
80, did you say?
Yes. And that's, you know, on an ongoing basis, daily basis, just not drinking enough. And that's really the first thing, the first sign of dehydration, you know, you're becoming lethargic, maybe a bit snappy because you're a bit on edge.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And water is a key component for like regulating your body temperature, lubricating muscles, joints, tissue, helping digestion, supporting the elimination, you know, your kidneys, bowel function, helps with mood, focus, the cognitive function, as I mentioned, energy, reducing fatigue. So the first thing you can do that is so convenient for all of us is go to the tap.
Water.
Preferably something, you know, purified mineral water.
Yeah.
But if you need to have 2 litres a day and wake up each morning, have at least one or two glasses. Be sensible. You don't need to drink 4 litres a day if you're in the bathroom constantly. But if you get up and you start the day hydrated, it's one of the best things you can do for your body. And it's so easy and it is a privilege.
Is that good to do even before you have breakfast?
Yes, yeah, like, definitely.
Because most people would get up maybe, I know a lot would possibly get up and have a coffee first thing.
Yes.
And then they go breakfast and then water. But you saying it's best to do water first.
Yes, because your coffee's not hydrating you.
Yep.
And you want to have water before you eat each day. And while the kettle's boiling for your cup of tea. Have a glass of water.
There we go.
While the coffee's being brewed, you know.
I'm going to reach over and grab my trusty. I've got my bottle here that I keep close by, so it reminds me to drink. I'm going to take the top off and have a drink of water. We'll play a song. We'll come back. And,
everyone listening, take a drink.
Yes, go and have a drink of water.
Water specific.
And if you've got a question for Mel, if you'd like to ask Mel anything health related today, you can give us a call. The lines are open 9313 0985, or if you want to be anonymous and just send off a text, you can do that as well. 0429 985 985. We'll come back after our drink of water and a flock of seagulls are hovering around. This takes us back to 1982 and Iran. Song, Flock of Seagulls, back to 1982. That takes us back a little while, Mel. Back to the 80s.
Yes.
Good song. Now, we are talking about keeping our energy up, particularly as we're heading into the sort of final end of the year with so much on.
Yes.
As we said a little bit earlier, school presentations are on, sporting clubs, work functions, all that stuff.
Yes.
We start to
Christmas
get busy.
Parties.
Christmas parties.
Yep, a lot of work deadlines.
Energy.
yes, sleep can change. As soon as we're in a period of stress, then what happens is often other things are compromised, like the exercise that actually helps give us energy, helps us to sleep better. We want to go for coffee. We want that instant,
of course we do. Yum.
Boost of energy. And look, one or two is fine, but yeah, you can't run on it. That's where are the antioxidants, where are the nutrients there? They're not in that coffee. And also, too much coffee, people will notice they're going to the toilet for two reasons, because it's going to go through you both in different sort of channels.
Good morning, if you're just about to have your coffee. Good morning, Karen. Just texts in to say, just to let you know, it's the 5th of October, not the 6th. Earlier, I think I said it was the 6th. I was getting ahead of myself. I needed my glasses on to read the screen properly.
Okay.
But thanks, Karen, for reminding us. It is the 5th of October. Good on you, Karen.
Perhaps you were dehydrated at that moment.
I did. I had a drink of water. I think that's about a 750ml bottle I keep.
And that's really good for people to use a water bottle so that you can measure, you know, approximately how much you're drinking each day. Because a glass could be 150ml, it could be 200ml.
How would you know?
Yes, if you're drinking from a bottle, that's going to help too. And the way we start our day, that sets the foundation for what's going to happen. That's in terms of your mindset, getting exposure to some sunlight earlier on helps with your circadian rhythms, you know, getting the energy pattern happening in the day. And having your multivitamin, your B vitamins, maybe it's iron tablets, CoQ10, the things that are going to help support your energy production in the morning.
Mel, can I ask you, we talk about water first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Does it make a difference putting some fresh lemon juice in there?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Like, 'cause I know a lot of people do, it's their lemon with the water.
Yes.
And often it might be warm.
Yes.
Is there any, does that make a big difference, do you think?
I like to drink warm water. I don't want it to be, you know, a day like today, you don't need to have ice cold water when you wake up. But on your system, if we go back to sort of the traditional Chinese medicine view and looking at the body temperature, you know, you don't want to be adding things that are too different. So having warm water or room temperature water is great. Adding that little bit of lemon in the morning helps with the digestive enzymes, helps, you know, the juices flowing.
That does.
Just to be cautious, you don't want to be drinking a lot of lemon. So, you know, people having too much lemon and apple cider vinegar constantly. It can be too much for your system, can cause a little bit of reflux in some sensitive people.
Okay.
Also be careful of your teeth. So it's just common sense, you know. But
your teeth?
Yes.
With lemon juice?
If you were drinking that constantly each
day.
Yeah, like a lot of lemon.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
What can it do to your teeth?
It can impact your enamel, but you've got to have some sensitivities, yeah.
Okay, so maybe a little bit's okay.
Yep, first thing in the morning, really good start for the day.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. If you've got a question for our naturopath Mel, health-related question, the lines are open. You can give us a call, 9313 0985, or you can text in, just like Karen did, letting us know. I did mention that it was the wrong date. 0429 985 985. Back after for King and Country. Was for King and Country, and Amen, you are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning, and it is the 5th of October today. Thanks, Karen, for reminding me. With me in the studio is our naturopath, Mel. We've been talking about energy, keeping our energy up, apart from watermelon, which is so simple. We know it, but it's just constantly reminding us about it, isn't it?
Yes, and it is a privilege. When we eat with gratitude because we've got food on our plate. That's a privilege. When we go to the tap and there's fresh, clean water, that's an amazing blessing in life.
Indeed.
Now, in terms of your supplements, so CoQ10, particularly an activated ubiquinol CoQ10, that supports cellular energy. So your ATP production, which is the cell energy production that's happening in your body constantly, CoQ10 is going to significantly help with that. Generally, you need probably 100 mils twice a day or of the activated form. And there's great scientific research behind that too. You know, women who were taking that for 12 weeks demonstrated great improvements in energy, sleep quality, improved cognitive function. So a lot of good science behind that too.
Is that a fairly common one that people would take?
Yes, CoQ10. Yep. Yes, good for cardiovascular health, heart, antioxidant, cholesterol maintenance. Magnesium, because it's a critical cofactor for the ATP, adenosine triphosphate energy production, simple terms. So that's occurring constantly in your body. Carnitine, L-carnitine, assisting the transport of fatty acids across cell membranes. Very popular in the sort of bodybuilding supplements at the gym too.
Oh, yeah.
I encourage a pure form, just take L-carnitine. Be very cautious about all the fat burners and things like that that can sort of overstimulate your system. What I'm giving examples of with supplements here are supplements that support what your body is already doing.
Okay.
The nutrients your body already needs to perform these functions. Your B vitamins, B3, B5, B12, key roles for cell growth, replication, metabolism, so, you know, breaking down your carbohydrates, lipids, proteins, you do need the B vitamins there, and also supporting your thyroid function. So that would be something to check if you are chronically tired. And iron levels, always iron levels there to make sure that you're not dropping, women in particular, and kids. Are they eating meat? Are they eating this, you know, wide range of food? Are they eating some eggs, some good quality protein there because of the rapid periods of growth? So, you know, we've been talking about adults in this time of year avoiding burnout, keeping good energy, not overstimulating with the energy, but for your kids too.
We spoke about that yesterday, ironically, with Sue Joy.
Yes.
We spoke about fussy eaters and the importance of getting that balance right with our kids. So it's interesting you mentioned it today.
Yes, and
as well.
And the interesting part is as they sort of are lacking certain nutrients from that particular specific nutrition, not getting enough, then that can cause more fussiness and changes in their metabolism too and their energy.
Yeah.
So really, kids, you know, look at their eyes, look underneath their eyes. They shouldn't be fatigued. You need to be looking at their sleep quality and their food and hydration too, right from the moment they're born. You know, they're getting milk, they're getting nourishment, they're getting that water, and then each day encouraging them to be going for water, not for juice and cordials.
It's a good tip, Mel. We'll come back. If you've got a question for Mel, you can. The lines are open. You can give us a call, 9313 0985, or if you want to jump onto the text line, you can do that as well, 0429 985 985. Back after Wham. This is Back to 1984 and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Song Wham. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. That'll get the blood pumping today, won't it?
Yes.
Don't you reckon, Mel?
Some Wham on your radio.
If you've just woken up, good morning and welcome. You'll be awake now. Ooh. We've been talking about energy, ironically.
Yes.
You were just talking a little while ago about a whole bunch of different things you can take, magnesium, CoQ10, all the B vitamins.
Yes.
It can be a bit overwhelming thinking, okay, I'm not sleeping well. Do I just need magnesium? Do I just need this particular one, or is it just iron? How do you know? What's the best way? Because you don't want to take too many supplements.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What's the balance, and how do you know which ones you should be taking?
That's where a naturopath comes in.
Well, hello. Welcome to the studio.
Yes. Now, it is that's in a nutshell what I do, because I want to get to the source for people. I've given this example before. I rarely just give someone a sedative who's saying, I'm not sleeping properly. I want to address other things. Why aren't you sleeping properly? What's happening in the day? You know, the cortisol levels, your stress response, environmental things, you know, is it restless leg syndrome? All these other factors play a role. So naturopathy is about treating the cause, getting to the root cause of your conditions rather than just sort of the simple band-aids. Having said that, you can still get a lot of benefits, you know, from a probiotic in a pharmacy or health food store, from a B vitamin or a CoQ10. I don't always like the multivitamins because they've got so much in them. They're really big tablets and there's a tiny bit of everything. Okay. And so you're not really getting the value because of the therapeutic value because you're getting such a tiny amount. I'd much rather people took like an iron tablet, a magnesium powder with some cofactors in there and maybe, you know, another thing that's suitable for them specifically.
So that does get to the root cause better than,
yes,
rather than a general kind of multi like you've just said.
Yes, definitely. Okay. And then you've got to address what you're eating because if you're eating sort of just, you know,
junk,
simple, yeah, carbs and too much sugar rather than sustained energy from your protein. And it can come down to, you know, really specific things like someone is fatigued and it's from the joint pain that they've got from, you know, mild arthritis. And that's also inhibiting their exercise that they're doing in the day. So they're not getting that benefit there. Then they're not sleeping as well because they're feeling a bit uncomfortable. And so by addressing that, their energy may dramatically improve.
Yeah, okay.
Someone who has allergies and just is feeling constantly stuffed up in their face and forehead, you know, the sinuses, they're not getting proper oxygen through their body. They're not breathing properly. They're fatigued because of that.
Mm.
So that's where a naturopath will treat the source and really try and get to the bottom of the health condition.
It's often not just a quick fix.
Yes.
Mel, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we shall wrap things up. But if you want to jump in quick on the text line, 0429 985 985. Let's go on a little holiday. We are indeed, family. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike, our naturopath. Mel has been with me this hour. Just to finish off this morning, Mel, got a question from Dawn from Sawyers Valley. Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for your question this morning. Dawn's asking about multi. You mentioned multivitamins only a little while ago. Dawn's asking about the multivitamins you can buy from your local supermarket as jelly lollies for adults. What are your thoughts on those?
Generally,
they sound great.
I know. Look, in terms of, firstly, the sugar content, it's usually not that bad. You know, it'll be a couple of grams of sugar, which if you compare it to, say, a glass of orange juice, is not very much.
Okay.
But these kind of supermarket multivitamins, especially in the gummy form, they'll be using the cheapest form possible, which means not the best bioavailability in the body, not the best benefit. They're not at therapeutic doses and they'll have a tiny bit of everything. Like it might say, oh, it's got CoQ10 in, but it could have 5 or 10 milligrams of CoQ10, and a standard single dose minimum for someone I would be giving would be 150 milligrams.
Hang on a minute. Sorry. So you're saying potentially around 5
yes.
mils of the CoQ.
Milligrams.
Milligrams compared to
what would be in one capsule. Yes. So,
okay.
Or it might say it's got iron in it and it's got, you know, 2-3 milligrams, whereas
small.
I'd be looking up sort of 24 milligrams. It's just, they are cheap. They are from a pharmacy, try not to say any names here,
at
supermarkets, and you're not really getting the quality, and you do have one body. So if you can afford something better, or if you can speak to a naturopath, if you took something every second day to make it last, it would be so much more beneficial. And generally, a very good B vitamin or an iron tablet, they're not that expensive. And
compared to?
Yes. So it is worth going and buying something that's going to be better absorbed in the body, give you the results that you want and make you feel better and help your energy too.
It's good. Thank you, Dawn from Sawyers Valley. Mel, we are out of time and we've got to go have another drink of water.
Yes.
Which is important.
Yes.
Now, can you just refresh our memories? How much water should we be drinking a day?
2 litres of water a day.
Two a day. Okay.
And just remember how important it is, because 70% of the Earth's surface is made of water. Our body is made up of around 60% water. And water has quite a significant role in spiritual practices, you know, rebirth in water, baptism, cleansing rituals, healing springs, fountain of youth.
The
springs
great.
Of the water flowing out of special places, you know, in Europe and sources of water. So really just remember that with gratitude, drink 2 litres a day and be well.
I've nearly finished. I'm about 3/4 way through my 750ml bottle. So I would probably get through maybe 3 of those.
Fantastic.
So I'm probably about around the mark, hey?
So I'm preaching to the choir.
You are indeed, Mel. We really appreciate you coming in. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
My guest in the studio this morning has been our naturopath, Mel. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. It's good to have your company on this Tuesday morning. Hope it's going well for you.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.